morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production and co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We hope you're having a good start to your Monday out there. Let's go ahead and kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, hopefully. Brittany, you there? Yeah, I was afraid of that.
Oh, no.
Brittany said she just messaged me like a second before, as the intro music was playing, that she's getting a busy signal, so I was not able to message her back right away. But we do have some flurries, and man, of all the days we could really use to talk to Brittany,
I know. What's going on?
We will work on that, look to get that fixed, and get you an update on the forecast right away. But if you've been listening, been paying attention at all, you know the Mother Nature is up to some business today, so be careful out there. Now, that is an expert take on weather, by the way, everybody. I do watch the Weather Channel pretty consistently.
All right.
So that's pretty expert. You know, you don't get that every day. Usually you got, you know, the fine-tuned, you know, well-polished weather and everything.
The person who went to school for it.
Yeah, you know. That whole thing. Every once in a while, you get by weather. You get by weather. Hey,
you get
the
armchair quarterback. Is that what that's called?
Exactly, yes. Well done, Melissa. Nicely done. It's going to be that kind of show. It's a short week, everybody. We understand that. We're going to have some fun with you during it. We got a couple of things to get into this morning. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. That'll be right around the corner. And also, where do you put your what do you typically put on the top of your Christmas tree? I did this story in part because I wanted to hear from you two, but of course, our audience.
Let's hope the phones are working.
Yeah, here's hoping. Plenty more where that came from. We'll also get into the 12 days of Christmas and how much they cost. We haven't done that yet this year.
Okay.
We got to do it every year. It is a morning show staple.
I love it. Love it.
All that coming up. 9 o'clock hour. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our Kitchens Open segment.
Looking forward to that one today.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll have some entertainment news in there for you as well. And before we wrap up, a couple of other big Christmas topics for you. The weirdest Christmas movies of all time.
There's a few.
And we got some other random holiday stuff we got to get in. Because, you know, of course, the holidays are Christmas is, of course, right around the corner. Got to get all of our Christmas stories in.
Got to get them all in.
And we are a news station. So while we have to, you know, kind of do serious comedy to start your day, we try to walk that line of keeping you informed while also, you know, getting having some fun while we're at it. We do want to remind all you parents, and by that I mean kids out there, the NORDAQ tracker. Santa tracker. I have it up in front of me at NORDAQSanta.org, NORDAQSanta.org. Every year they update this thing, and it looks better and better.
Yeah, they've really like put a nice landing page on there, kind of graphics there, Santa's Village.
Fancy.
My goodness.
So I didn't, Friday night didn't really get any sleep or anything, was up pretty early on Saturday, and I got going and everything. I started to realize, wait, there's no Saturday morning cartoons. And I'm looking around for them. I couldn't find them. We'll talk more about that next week and everything. Okay. but it got me thinking about. But I wasn't. I haven't been nostalgic about many things. And I don't see kids' toys and think, oh, I wish they didn't have those kind of toys when I was a kid. I don't do that really often. But I look at the NORDAQ tracker and like, man, that'd have been cool to have back in the day.
It really would have been.
It's up, and I mean, you could have it up for you. Not only does it have the Santa tracker countdown, which kids were at 18 hours, 54 minutes, and 49 seconds.
Wow!
It is getting to be crazy. Go time. Santa's putting in his last workouts right now. He's just getting that last bit of, you know, in there. But they've got the chat. You can chat with Radar. You can do that. They've got Christmas music playing.
Oh my gosh!
Just a shout out. It is so cool the way that it says. And I thought that this was quite interesting, but I don't know about if this is maybe more people know this than I realize. I did not know where this started. Where the NORDAQ tracker came from, what the history of it was. And oh, am I glad I did this at 1 in the morning last night. Because like a lot of ideas at 1 a.m, it seems like a good idea, but you don't know until the early morning if it actually
is. Was it really? Yeah. Like,
pancake hat? What is that? Pancake? Well, I don't. What was I thinking at 2 a.m?
Oh, no.
That wasn't.
The syrup will drip down. It'll taste good. I think it's a great idea.
That's an idea that I'm still working on. Still working. I'll be honest with everybody. But this was a great one. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORDAC, Santa Tracker, began in 1955. And it began when a child misdialed a number in a newspaper ad and reached the Continental Air Defense Command Operations Center.
Oh, no. Oh, that's funny. Oh, my gosh.
Coincidental misdial.
Wow.
A Colorado Springs newspaper ran an ad from Santa telling children to call a number to speak with him. However, the number was misprinted and connected them to the CADCOC instead.
It wasn't the kid's fault. It was the newspaper.
Right. They misprinted the ad. Oh, my gosh.
Air Force Colonel Harry Shoup, the commander on duty, answered the call from a young child who wanted to know where Santa was. Shoup assured the child that Santa would be safe and the tradition was born.
Look at that.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That's so
great
cool.
Great thinking by that person.
Very
on the phone.
Fast, quick thinking. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well done.
And it's been done ever since.
Wow.
They use some incredible high-tech cameras to keep track of this and everything.
That's really cool.
And for those that don't know, Santa's Workshop works with NORDAC on this, which is a really cool partnership. Like, that's Synergy 101. You're just blowing up both groups right there. Both groups, you know, a rising boat raises all tides.
That's a wonderful idea.
I just thought this was a really cool, how this all started.
Mm-hmm.
And how many great traditions start kind of accidentally. Or absolutely, man. That's quite interesting.
This is a great example. But I love how they just kind of ran with it. You know, just totally got all in on it. And now this is where we're at. It's so cool.
Well, and I bring up the Saturday morning cartoons and how some traditions kind of go away. And we understand that. We've talked about that a lot with, you know, a trick-or-treating or some of these things. Man, this is only getting stronger. Not that they necessarily, obviously, as you can tell from the story, saw this coming, but how in line with today's day and age is this? Where so many of the traditions, this has been around since pretty much our siblings were kids.
Yeah.
I don't remember if we necessarily had this when we were really little.
No.
But it's been around for quite some time.
It has been. It really has
1955.
Been. Yeah. Longer than you thought. Yeah.
But how interesting that it's still, not only is it still a tradition, but it's one that's actually like way, actually kind of ahead of its time in many ways.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen, especially with Christmas traditions. I thought this is quite interesting. It really didn't see that.
That's really cool. Yeah.
There's a lot to that. I'm curious out there. Let's go ahead and test the phone lines. Let's go ahead and test them right now. Let's get this out of the way. Rip the Band-Aid off.
All right.
715-424-2600. Go ahead and give us a call. What are your memories of this? How long you've been doing this? And is there anything you'd add to it? Is there anything you would add to this? Because I was racking my brain. I'm like, what could I do creatively as a creative? How could I add to this or anything? And I got very little. I really don't have much on this. It's animated. They got elves bopping around on it. You can choose the language, so kids all around world can use this.
That's correct, which is so cool.
You can also go on to the YouTube page, the Facebook page. There's all kinds of social media apps on it and everything. And I don't want to click on the chatting with radar thing because I don't want to waste it, like accidentally click on something. Let's go ahead and try to take a phone call here, everybody. Let's see how this goes. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, James.
Hey, bud. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Good.
Good. You got a joke for us this morning?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know how the Christmas alphabet differs from the regular alphabet?
Huh.
The Christmas alphabet from the regular alphabet.
I don't know.
The Christmas alphabet has no L.
Christmas alphabet has no L.
That's a good one. That's a good one, bud. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling and brightening up our day, buddy. You have a good morning.
You too.
All right.
And our phone lines are working.
They're working.
Awesome.
Yes, excellent.
We found out in the best way possible.
Yep. Yeah. That's right.
Best listeners in the radio. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. I would love to hear from you guys about this one. And of course, a little bit later, we're going to be asking you what you're putting at the top of your tree.
Top of your tree.
Want to hear that one too? All of that coming up for you right here on Mornings at WFHR.
Holiday parties are coming up quick.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Head on over to El Cafe with their Birthday and Anniversary Club and wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. They do have some great specials open this week. And I'm double checking here because I wasn't sure if they'd be open tomorrow. And I'm not sure if they are, everybody. I see their specials for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I have to double check on that
one. So they might be taking a couple of days off here. So, yeah.
Thankfully, Melissa and I will be here tomorrow. We'll be able to let you guys know tomorrow how that played out.
For sure.
For right now, keep in mind that you can make plans to head on over to El Cafe, especially I get done with the holiday here. And
yeah,
you
want to. Right. I don't want to cook. I want something good.
Exactly.
You know,
that's
right. Yeah.
Get on over to El Cafe and wish them a great one from all of us, everybody. Buy local, support local. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want them from you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can get us that way. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Hit us up on WFHR. Or WIRI's Facebook page. Keep that in mind.
Yep.
And, of course, you can call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600. Call and wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air. Yes.
Why did I sing that?
Why not?
I don't
it's
know.
Worth singing
I don't
about.
Know what's going on with me today. we got two possible qualifiers. Seth, I need a one or a two.
One today.
All right. Gives us the qualifier. And we dive right into the celebrating. And we first up want to wish a very happy birthday to Dean Langhoff.
Happy birthday, Dean.
Enjoy your day, Dean. Hope it's a good one for you. Have a great one. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Kathy Moran.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Enjoy the day, Kathy.
Yeah.
We hope it's a great one for you. We encourage you to randomly tell people as well as telling your friends and families.
Exactly.
You're going to be getting together with a lot of people over the holidays here. It's a great icebreaker. Hey, by the way, I was just go right ahead. Just shoehorn it in there.
Yeah, just find a way. Find a way.
Brag to everybody.
And you guys, I have to brag for a minute. Can I throw an audible here?
Yes. Sure.
I won an El Cafe dinner giveaway.
You did?
I did. I was just scrolling through their Facebook page, and 5 days ago they posted, here's the winners for the dinner raffle we held this month. Dinner for one, Melissa Gay.
Oh, awesome.
Wait.
Yeah. The winner. Yeah.
Nice. Another winner, dinner for two, Nancy Shore. And a family dinner for six, Jimmy C.
All right.
Oh, cool.
That's very awesome. Cool.
I've never heard of any of our other local restaurants doing this.
No, I
haven't either.
That's fabulous.
This is so cool. I want a dinner. I want a dinner.
That's
I'm so excited. Sorry.
That's
That's
above and beyond. That's really cool of them. That's really cool of them. And I don't blame you, Melissa. That's
very cool. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think any of the three of us, I don't think any of us really are used to winning things very often.
Oh, no. Never.
You win something. Yeah, you win something. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
It's
exciting.
Right ahead.
Yeah.
I love that I ran across this right now while we're here on the morning show talking about El Cafe.
See, I didn't realize. Oh, so you're just finding out right now?
Literally.
Oh,
right
is that
now.
Cool? Oh.
Even better.
See,
even better.
This is the catch with you, though, Mel, because you're too good of an actor. So at first, I'm like, oh, she's really excited about this. Like, it's really
this is real excitement, James. I am not
cool.
acting.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Congratulations. And a big tip of the hat to El Cafe.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so awesome that they're doing that.
And thank you again to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everyone. We take a look at our celebrity list in a little out of order than usual, but I have to put this one first. Actor Harry Shearer is 81. Today. Mr. Shearer is, of course, famous for, I would say this is Spinal Tap, you know, that would probably be the first thing that most people know him from. Bass player for the band, I believe.
Yep, that's right.
But of course, most of us know him as one of the many voices on The Simpsons since the beginning, one of the originals on The Simpsons.
He was.
Probably most famously, Reverend Lovejoy is one of his voices.
Principal Skinner.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Oh, God. Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
and a great comedic writer, stand-up comedian, all of that. Like many people on The Simpsons, Harry
Child Shearer. Actor as well. He was he was in a couple of big movies when he was a kid as well. So he's had quite a career.
Yeah. Yeah. He appeared on a couple of Dawson's Creek episodes as the school principal. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Art imitating art, I guess. Yeah.
I think it'd be, if somebody wanted to tell me this was the greatest soap opera actress of all time, I would not fight them on it. The great Susan Lucci is 78 today.
Wow.
There have been a lot of great actors in soap opera history. A lot of your favorite actors have gotten their start in soap operas. But there is only one Susan Lucci. Mm-hmm. There is only one. Yeah. Her acting stands out. She has stuck with this gig for her whole career. Mm-hmm. And of course, famously went quite some time without winning a daytime Emmy. Until she finally did win one.
Yes, it was like 12 or 13 nominations before she got one. Yeah,
I think she's incredible, though. I think she's a great. Very good actor. Yeah. And while, yes, I could bring up Meryl Streep, I could bring up Jodie Foster or Natalie Portman or some of my favorite actresses, none of them have fought a bear. None of them had to fight a bear on daytime TV and make it look believable.
Oh, goodness.
Go back and you watch that scene. You look at Susan Lucci giving her all for that scene. I swear to you, I'm not even kidding. She like it just goes all in on it.
Amazing.
You can't ask for much more from an actor than, hey, believe the scene. Yeah. And she does. She does with those.
Telling you.
You know, I'm doing it a little tongue-in-cheek, but I do want to give respect to a great legend in daytime TV, and she really is. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Good actor,
all
too.
My children.
Yep.
I never watched that one. I watched Days of Our Lives for a few years when I was a housekeeper.
True story. I'm a kid, and I asked my Nana why she only watches General Hospital. And she tells me, well, this one's set in a hospital. It's more realistic. It's more real, she might have said.
But
with a straight face. Like, those other ones are all...
Those are all fakey.
Those are all weird. Yeah, those are all fake.
And weird.
Those are all fake. Yeah. I don't know. One of the better rockers of our generation and songwriters, I think. Eddie Vedder is 60 today. Wow, Eddie Vedder is 60.
Wow.
that hit me.
Oh, 90s kids. Feel old, everybody.
Yeah,
feel old.
Great act. A great singer-songwriter, though. Mm-hmm. And has had a really, I think, great career solo-wise as well as with Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Has kind of shown what he can do both ways.
Very distinct
don't
voice,
don't forget
too.
About Temple of the Dog or Bad Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We don't forget about
those
them.
Groups.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many times WFHR audiences have heard Temple of the Dog because of me or Seth or something.
Right.
Yeah.
They're one hit, and we play it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Actor Finn Wolfhard is 22 today.
Oh my gosh,
he was played a page on NBC's Saturday Night Live, which helped him get noticed and get a break onto the, of course, Stranger Things.
Yeah,
he's kind of the lead as far as the kids go. He's kind of the lead actor of the kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know that show necessarily has a lead actor. David Harbour or
David Harbour. Yeah. No, it's more of an ensemble.
Millie Bobby Brown, of course.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, of course. Seven. Yeah. Yeah, of course. I thought of her as an adult. I have to be honest. I thought of her and her character, the way she plays that character and everything up until later seasons and stuff. I guess I was thinking of the original incarnation, but you're right.
In the first season,
Melissa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she needs to be mentioned.
Yeah.
Just especially because that whole cast is great.
Yep.
They don't have any weak links on that cast. It's all great. Those kids are amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing what those kids do. And including him, he was on Ghostbusters in
Afterlife.
Yeah.
Did a really good job in those, I thought.
He's also in the Ghostbusters Frozen that's coming out.
Oh, Frozen. Frozen Empire,
Frozen Empire.
And I don't want to make this sound like it's easier, because I don't know. I'm not a child actor. So I don't want to pretend to know, and I think we do a little bit too much of that in society, including myself raising my hand, where we assume things or we just say things when we think we know what a person's going through or what it's like. None of us know what it's like to be a child actor.
Oh, no.
But I do think that it is so much better nowadays, and there's so much more of a success rate and the opportunity for a success rate for a young actor like him. He's 22. I mean, the things that he has already accomplished and had been thrust into at this age.
Oh, man.
You know, let alone with the last season of Stranger Things is coming out, and that's just going to put that on a whole other level.
Exactly.
So I think they have such a better chance than a Drew Barrymore or a Shirley Temple or, just going from multiple different decades and everything.
Right.
Taking a look at this here list. Let's see. Adrian Belew from King Crimson is 75 today.
Oh, great guitarist.
I had to mention him. Let's see here. Actor Annie Marie Perez from Hannah Montana is 34 today.
Oh, jeez.
Actor Spencer Daniels is 32 today too. Well, somebody from Hannah Montana is 34.
I know that part. It's like, man,
took me a second there.
This is just 90s killing us here.
And some people no longer with us. Corey Haim. Corey Haim would have been celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, good. Speaking of child actors that, you know, not so good things happen to, boy.
And yeah. I did not see his name on the list, so I wasn't saying that it's a precursor or anything. But yep. Yeah, that is, I mean, everything I was talking about.
Exactly.
Because you know what's sad is I'm not going to word this right. He was, in some ways, one of the success stories, mm-hmm. even though he had a very difficult mm-hmm. childhood and adult, you know, middle, you know, early 20s and all that and everything. The fact that he lived as long as he did.
Yeah.
Is, it's there's a handful of jobs where we look at it. And we're like, oh, they're still here. That's great. Mm-hmm. You know, we did this with football players nowadays and professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
Right. And stuff. Oof. And we do it to a degree with child actors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Those aren't the only jobs.
No.
But those are some of the bigger jobs that we think of.
And I have to give like Corey Haim and Corey Feldman a lot of credit for coming and letting people know what it's like and the struggles that they had and being open about it. Corey Feldman especially has come out and talked a lot about that. And I think given people an idea of how tough it is for child actors, or was, and like you said, James, it has gotten better because I think there's been a real effort to make it better for them.
Well, with them speaking out and actually like being upfront about it, like this is what really happens. And people are like, whoa, no, that's not okay.
Exactly.
These are kids.
Yep.
I mean, one of the earliest acting stories I heard was the way that they would treat Shirley Temple and some of the child actors back then. This has been around as long as we've been filming people. Mm-hmm. And it's something that has gotten a lot better. But it's something that I don't know that we can ever take our foot off the gas when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. This is something that we've always got to be keeping an eye on. We've always got to be careful of.
We do.
Especially with kids, because no kid chooses this life. Okay, I was 7 and I knew I wanted to be an actor. I had no idea. I had no idea what I wanted. And had my parents been like, oh, our kid wants to be an actor. Get out there, kid, and you're going to do it and everything. And then all of a sudden, like any 7-year-old in the universe of all time, like, wait a minute, this is a lot harder than I thought it would be, or this is more than I expected, or I just want to go play with my toys. No, you signed a contract. Get out there and do it.
And do your job, right?
That's not cool. It's gotten a lot better about this. Mm-hmm. And it has to be because no child has ever chosen this life. You can tell me all up and down. Well, the kid wants it. You can again point to me and I will tell you I didn't know what I was asking for, because you can't. You're too young.
No,
you know? But you can make an argument. Teenage actors, it's no different. Casting them in these things, a 13, a 14, a 16-year-old, anything like that. Mm-hmm. We're not letting them vote. You know, don't tell me that they can know all these things or anything. Right. And that's not on them. That's life. That's just how the way this works.
Yeah. And if I could just take this in a slightly different direction for a second, James, it also speaks to how the voice of the people are the ones who said, no, that's not okay that we're doing this to children. Because guess what? Those giant corporations and Hollywood would have continued to take advantage of these children had the people not stepped up and said, no, this is not okay.
That's right.
So remember, our voice matters.
Yeah. The child labor laws weren't brought on by the head of MGM. A strong point, Melissa.
And let's look at who is trying to roll back those child labor laws.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
good point.
Yeah, because never let it be lost in the shuffle here. Everything is about protecting children. Everything is about creating a future for them.
Yep.
That is what this whole game is about. We are important. We matter, just not as much. if we're not doing those things, then
we have, and because we have more agency than they do.
Yeah,
we have more agency because of laws and everything, and also because they're still children and they're still growing up.
Hey, you like staying up late? You like being able to jump on the bed? Like being able to eat junk food late at night? That's what you get for being an adult. There's certain things to come with it. There's certain responsibilities. That's what you get for being
getting
big
the
bucks.
Bed? I'll give you that.
I think it would break. I'm not going to do that.
My folks are out of town. I don't have much of a life, so
the temptation's just too strong.
I couldn't help it. We will be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Had to do it. Snow coming down.
Perfect.
Had to play along with Mother
That's
Nature.
Right.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for playing along with us. We appreciate you joining the conversation, everybody. Got fun things lined up for you to take it to the top of the hour. One of them right now. A new poll asks people what they use for a Christmas tree topper. And most people go with your average things that you can guess off the top of your head, I imagine. 45% of people say that they have some kind of star. 21% have an angel. Those are the most conventional toppers.
Okay.
We will go through the list here, but as we are going through this, we would love audience participation, 715-424-2600. Mm-hmm. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. And as a side note, want to thank everybody who downloaded the app, who played along last couple of weeks with our Civic Media Text to Win contest. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
For sure.
So looking at this poll, 11% of people say something else they put on top of their tree.
Oh, okay.
6% of us, 6% of people say that they go the bald route. Nothing on top. None.
A topless tree, so to speak.
No percentage of how many bald people do that. No percentage on that. 14% don't even have a Christmas tree. And 2% of people are not sure what they put on top of their tree.
Wait. Huh? Oh, they don't know what they put on top of their own tree?
Just going to breathe. Okay.
I love that idea. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I could have looked at the top of the tree, but I mean, raising my neck
seems like a lot of effort.
Like, I am in solidarity with my dog. They can't look up. I'm not going to either. I'm like, what are we doing? Well, how do you not know what's on top of your tree? They didn't ask what the something else might be, but there's a conversation online where people talk about their unique toppers.
Okay.
And again, we want to hear from you about from yours, but here are some of the more unique ones people were putting up there.
Okay.
Like a bow.
That makes sense. Yeah, I can see that one.
That's a good one.
Not bad.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello. Okay. Let's try again here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, as a kid growing up, we had a glass ornament about 3 inches in diameter, 6 inches tall, into a spike that had a hole in it. Actually, it was made for the top.
Oh.
I remember those.
Oh, I think I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
Those are cool. Yeah.
That works well.
I forgot about that. That's a
little different. Yeah.
That's a good one. Thank you for that, sir.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Keep those calls coming, everybody. 715-424-2600. Join the conversation. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from some of you. We actually have an oddball story coming up in a little bit here that one of our listeners just texted in. Yeah, I saw this one. We got to talk about that one
Up here in just a moment. Awesome.
Great. Let's go ahead and take another call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Before we get off topic here, I want to say Merry Christmas to you and your families out there.
Aww.
And hopefully everybody has a great and happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You
That's
too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Now, I'm going to need you to save your voice because I'm alone on Playmakers tonight. I'm going to need somebody to call. No. Did you guys have a traditional thing that you put on top of your tree or anything, Kev?
I mean, obviously, we had the traditional, you know, the star. You know, one time we had a white one, all white. One was colored. But right now, what's on top of my tree is a homemade angel that my mom made back when she was doing her crafting and all that.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's not lit up or nothing like that. It's just a beautiful little angel that she made, and that's what's on top of my tree right now as we speak.
Oh, that's cool. A good one. Very cool.
That's really cool. That's a good one. Yeah, that's cool. And we're wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and happy holidays as well, sir. You have a good one. Safe travels out there, especially today, man. Be careful out there.
Yeah.
Yes, Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Appreciate you.
Nothing like those homemade ornaments. Yes. Those are the best because they have all the memories that are attached to them. So
we made a star. The first star that we had on our tree and everything, we made one, my sister and I, and we used that for a long time. I don't know what happened. I think we lost it in one of the moves, you know, but we did use that for a long time. All right. Getting more calls.
Oh, wow.
I love it. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I would like to turn some birthdays in.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, okay. Just one second here. We'll get those in. All right. Ready.
December 26th, Marv, M-A-R-V, Fuller.
Marv Fuller.
Okay.
Ooh, day after, 2 days after,
and
no,
the
day after Christmas.
Carol Monge, M-O-N-G-E.
Okay.
And the 30th, Bill Fuller.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Loading up this calendar.
December birthdays. Nice. Yeah.
Got those written down. We will add them to the list.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
715-424-2600. Everybody call up and join the conversation. So the first
That's how it's done.
First one on there is a bow. Okay.
Okay.
Next, a snowflake.
That makes sense as well.
Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen these.
You can
before.
Make a snowflake kind of look like a star too.
Yeah,
if you want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen snowflake stars.
Yeah,
I've seen
that's
those.
Right.
Yeah. How about Rudolph's head? Wait a minute.
Whoa!
What?
Oh! Oh! Just,
yeah! Yeah!
Curveball!
Yeah! a Santa hat or Santa Claus's head up there?
The Santa hat, that's a good one. I like that one.
Like
the head,
Santa hat.
I don't know about that.
I like
putting heads up
morbid.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
I don't know, but I really like the Santa hat, though. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
I've never seen that.
There is also somebody that puts our last name initial. So that would be up there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That would work.
Labeling your own tree.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that one, actually.
Yep.
That's a good
yep.
one. I like that. Cut up toilet paper rolls covered in glitter. So these are some people that are just kind of, you know, early Christmas. Early Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, still working this stuff out and everything.
Or what their five-year-old made to tap the tree. I mean, that's
perfect.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
That is one of the greater things you could do is letting your child or asking a kid what they would put up there and letting them pick it.
Mm-hmm. Or make it even. Yeah,
yeah
even better.
Or you're giving Melissa ideas on what to do since she doesn't have currently a tree topper. And I do have some empty toilet paper rolls.
Oh,
I'm not sure if I have glitter. But you know what? I'm sure I could find
You something. Could figure something out, yeah.
Yeah.
We ask only for pictures, Melissa.
Yes, that's right.
There's tinfoil. I can just cut up some tinfoil.
There you go. A turkey puppet. Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, that would work.
I get it. Yeah.
I got to be honest. That one threw me the most. I don't know why. Like, I don't know. The Rudolph head didn't throw me.
It's a puppet, so it's got a place, you know, to put
it
over,
on the tree, right?
The tree,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there
okay.
you go.
There we go.
It.
Almost tailor-made for it. Almost
mm-hmm.
for it. A Yoda from Star Wars dressed as Santa.
That's a classic one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen... Yeah.
I love the baby Yodas. I just love them.
Yes, to that point, Melissa, I will also accept Grogu as baby Yoda.
Grogu as dressed as Santa,
yes. And the Eye of Sauron from Lord of the Rings.
Right with
I
the
also
season.
I love that.
Right with the season.
I love that.
I got to admit, I kind of like that. I kind of dig it. I don't know that it has anything to do with the season, but, you know.
But it's terrifying.
At least
so,
with
you know.
Yoda, they dress him up as a Santa. There's no dressing up an eyeball. There's no.
The glowing Eye of Sauron, yes.
But
it's the perfect time of year to binge watch those movies.
Yeah, right?
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
I almost did it.
Oh.
But I watched a holiday movie in preparation for a recording later today.
That's great.
I won't
good.
Tell you which one. I will leave it to talk about later.
Excellent.
That's great. That is going to be a lot of fun, by the way.
Doing my research, man.
I was going to say, what was I going to? I had something there. You don't tell anybody, and they just walk into the room and see the Eye of Sauron at the top there and everything. That's going to
be awesome.
There is something. So Melissa said that, and it immediately, like I was hit over the head by nostalgia. And I immediately thought of my brother and sister and I going to see the first Lord of the Rings and the second one and the third one.
Which were right around Christmas time.
Right around mm-hmm. Christmas.
Yes.
So I associate those movies with Christmas now.
Totally makes sense.
Yep.
And now I kind of want to see, like, you know how they go back and they re-digitalize these movies?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I see them
the extended
go,
versions.
Yeah, I want to see them go back and do a Peter Jackson has gone back in the archives and does a Christmas version. And it's the same movie, but just like they like as they're climbing up the hill and everything, they've got Santa hats on.
I love that idea.
Gandalf has got his cane is a candy cane.
Yeah, it's like, a candy cane staff,
they
right? Yeah,
customize it.
Perfectly.
Customize.
Okay. Here we go.
We just done a new word for it. Okay.
James, of course, anything can be a tree topper, including this.
Oh! Ooh, there's a penguin one, Melissa.
Whoa.
Oh, and it's a really cool looking penguin, actually.
That's right. There's a couple on there that I was looking at. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yep. Oh, this one. Yeah, there you go. This one's an angel penguin.
Oh, I like that. Well, I like
angel
that.
Penguin. We can do a little mix match here. Yeah, it's all good.
There are some good ones out there. Oh, those are good. They have, I mean, they've got some crazy ones out there that were a little bit unsafe for work, so I didn't go that route.
No, that's, yeah.
I think that this is something that you can have fun with, though. Mm-hmm. I really do. I'd love to hear from you guys out there what you're putting up there on your tree. Let us know. We'll keep this topic going over the next couple of days.
Yeah, of course.
And as a reminder, everybody, considering that, and I'll lean right into that, we will be here today and tomorrow with shows. No show on Wednesday. We will have plenty of programming for you.
Yes, we will.
As we have our 30 hours of Christmas kicking into gear. This is one of our oldest traditions around here at WFHR. We'll have that our 30 hours of Christmas for you a little bit later in our entertainment section.
Okay.
We'll talk about it then.
Excellent.
And we'll be back with more show coming up. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Thank you, Mr. Mathis.
Mm-hmm.
PNC Bank released its annual report on how much it would cost to buy all the gifts of the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Every year.
Morning show staple here.
It is.
We do this every year.
You know, I wish you would have done this before my family Christmas last weekend, because then maybe I would have won the trivia contest.
Oh. A trivia contest? Wow, you guys go all in, man.
We do. We do, actually.
That's a fun thing to do.
Yeah,
like that.
It is. That's
cool.
Not bad.
That's a cool idea. This is also built, Melissa's absolutely right. It's also built for small talk.
Yes, that's true.
Christmas
small talk.
Oh, yeah. You're sitting around the family, and like especially like somebody brings up something awkward or uncomfortable and you want to change the subject.
Hey,
or
perfect.
You're just trying to kill some silence, whatever it might be. Here you go. Tell them that, did you know that it would cost, for 12 drummers drumming, $4,017 to hire them?
Wow. How long do they play for? How long do you get? That's what I'm curious about, right?
Good question. 11 pipers piping is going to put you back $3,715.
So just pipers, cheap. Well, there's one less, I guess. So maybe that's why they're cheaper, a little bit cheaper for that. Yeah.
Now, 10 Lords of Leaping, they base it on how much it would cost to hire professional ballet dancers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is going to be pricey.
$15,580.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Wow. Dang. I want actual.
That's a lot of training.
I don't want ballet dancers. I want actual lords.
Come on. I want
to
see.
Go over to the House of Lords in England and pick, 10 of them.
I love
make
that.
Them leap. There you go.
Yes.
I don't know that that would be as good of a show.
Probably not, but I'd like to boss them around.
I do love the idea of them doing it. And them falling in line. Like, yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Like really going along with it and everything.
They might swear at you.
In fact, I think we've done this all wrong that we don't have lords doing. Like, this isn't part of being a lord. Like, going back to the 1400s and everything.
Yes.
Like, this should be part of it.
Yes.
It's part of your job description.
Yeah.
Gotta leap.
The
leap.
Well, I didn't read the fine print. Nine ladies dancing. $8,557.
Man, dancers are expensive. Telling you.
Got into a lot of training, man.
That's true.
Got into the wrong business. Eight maids of milking, $58. That went a different route. It's if you hired them for an hour at minimum wage.
Oh, why would you do that?
And Melissa, this makes perfect sense when you look at like a state like Wisconsin that hasn't updated their minimum wage in decades.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Sadly, that's true.
Should be serious shows up.
But I would add to that, but we're trying to keep it light.
Yeah.
Keep going.
But it's a strong point. Yeah. That Melissa had. I'm sure she did. Seven swans of swimming. $13,125.
Whoa.
Wow.
It is the second most expensive gift.
Because of all those swans.
Swans are expensive.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
And they're cranky.
They are.
Cranky birds.
You compare the seven swans to the six geese, which, by the way, as a songwriter, a little lazy. Sorry. A little lazy to go right from swans.
Go from waterfowl to.
Six geese a-laying, $900. Straight up.
See?
$900.
No problem there.
Under a grand, you get yourself some geese.
Some geese,
come on.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Now, do they mean just laying around, or do they mean like laying eggs?
They mean laying eggs.
I mean, I know. So that getting them to lay eggs might be a little harder, though. How do you convince them?
It's nature, guys. It just happens.
But they got to do it all at once, right?
Yeah.
At the same time.
I don't think so. Yeah. It's not synchronized swimming.
I don't.
Synchronized egg laying.
I'm not sure if he's wrong on this one. I'm trying to think if in the song they're specific or not.
I don't know. That's good. There's wiggle room there.
Five golden rings.
Yes.
$1,245.
That's not so bad.
That's not bad.
Back when the first time I remember doing this was actually with Carl doing this back in the day. And I feel like I remember those five golden rings. Like, that was the one that I thought was going to be the most expensive going into this.
What's the price of gold this year?
Not even close. Not even close.
No.
Yeah. You're going to spend almost as much on geese.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Rings and geese.
The new currency, geese. The new currency.
Man.
It comes with attitude.
It does.
Four calling birds, $600.
Okay.
It's odd that it gets cheaper as the list goes on.
Yeah, right.
Three French hens, $347.
Right.
I mean, there's less of them.
There's less of them, too. Right. But still, these are smaller birds, too. Yeah.
Two turtle doves, $750.
Okay.
And that partridge in that pear tree is $370. Now, does that count with the tree? Does that come with the tree?
I would hope. You would think so. You would think so.
Yeah.
All I know is that if you went through all these, you end up with a lot of fowl. You have a lot of birds that you got to deal with
That is a crazy green room.
Yeah.
That is a crazy room to have all of these things just sitting there waiting for their cue to come out and say, you know,
I now have an aviary, so you have to come and see my birds, right? Yeah.
Okay, but... Well, I'll let you finish the list. Keep going.
That was it.
That was it.
That was it? Okay. List. So here's the thing, and the reason why I did not win the trivia.
Because
how many times is it repeated in the song, guys? This list is wrong.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's how many times do you sing it? Over and over and over and over.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, that's that... I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if I buy that one. I don't know.
It counts. It counts. Yeah. I lost trivia, guys. It counts.
That's
I disagree. No.
That's
I don't disagree. You lost.
Surprise.
You lost.
I don't know. I would not want to have to make the final call on that one because I don't know if I think Melissa's right.
But no.
At the same time, I would not want to have to.
They're come just up repeating with, themselves.
I wouldn't want somebody to have to come up with that number. what did you guess, Melissa?
I took everything and I added it all together.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact number, but it was, under 1,000.
Right.
Well, answer was well over 1,000.
Sure. Okay. Wow. They also do the math on how much it would cost to buy all this stuff over and over again, like the song suggests.
Oh, there you go. There, yeah.
See? Mm-hmm.
And you need to spend a grand total of $209
Okay. Wow.
Pretty high up there.
There's a big chunk of change, and a bunch of birds you don't know what to do with.
Everything on the list. Everything on the list would run you about $49,000.
Okay. Just straight up, right?
Yeah. Which is up about 5%.
Oh, there you go. Inflation. There you go.
I mean, but three of the gifts on this represent about 35 G's right there. So,
I mean, man. You know, I got to say that there are a couple of updated versions of the song. There's lots of parody versions, out there and everything. I do know, but for whatever reason, it's never caught on. And we always hear the classic version, even though most people don't know what any of these things are.
Yes.
That's so far in Christmas past, we don't even know what they are anymore.
Which is...
That's not true. Everybody knows what a maid milking is.
Yeah, true. But
it's pretty,
not many people do that by hand anymore.
That's
so
true.
It's pretty interesting that with all of that being said, that it's still popular.
It's still one of the most popular Christmas songs out there.
I'd say that
classic ones are, though.
That's true.
Oh yeah. But like most of them, they there's a touch of at least that you can attach to modern.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think there's many that don't. Which is one of the beauties of a great Christmas song or writing a great Christmas song. The jingle bells or some of these are still consistent and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one is much more timely when it was written, yet still hits.
It does. Yeah.
It's really.
It feels very, for whatever reason. I know it's later than Shakespeare, but it feels very Shakespearean. You know, like. that old English Christmas kind of thing, that vibe.
I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you for the segue. The song's origins are unknown, but it started as a memory and a forfeit Fortnite game for 12 Night Celebrations.
Yes, yep, that's right. Starting on Christmas Day, yep.
The lyrics were first published in England in 1780, and many composers wrote tunes for the words over the next century. The melody most associated with the song is from 1909 arrangement by English composer Frederick Austin.
Really? Oh, see, now I didn't know any of that. That's really cool.
No idea.
I guess those lyrics are really old. Wow. Yeah.
This has got to be one of the oldest ones.
That we still do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This may be the oldest. This is, I'm just throwing this out there. I haven't done my homework on it.
Right.
But this got to be one of the oldest,
it's if not
be. The oldest one.
I'm with you on that.
Because I think that people would be surprised by so many of the modern Christmas songs that we sing and we think have been around forever, mm-hmm. like the 50s, you know, or 40s.
A little
or
bit
something.
More. Yeah, they're more recent than you think. Exactly. Not, yeah. Not,
but that's wild. I had no idea about any
of
that. Pretty interesting. I also love the idea of somebody, like, has anybody actually ever tried to do this? Like, actually, it physically make all these things happen.
I don't know.
Man, that's something I'd love to see. Like, whether they pulled it off or not, I think it's worth the attempt. Like, it just, and I want them to do it live. Mm-hmm. I want like, a TV special.
There,
like,
you go. Yeah, the 12 Days of Christmas. Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, the only people that can afford to do this are the top 1.1%.
Yeah.
So get, you know, one of them to do it. Like, because I love the idea of them fiddling around and messing with something. Because they all think they could do it. They all think they could.
Oh, yes.
And yeah. I want to see that happen. That'd be a good one. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with the kitchens open. We'll get into some entertainment news and let you know about our list for the 30 hours of Christmas.
Yeah.
Got that lined up for you. Get into our schedule. Got some other good stuff and fun things we'll get into as well. Want to talk about the greatest Christmas villains. The most weird Christmas movies.
Oh, that's
greatest
right.
Greatest villains. We got that one another time.
Oh, okay. All
right. Weirdest Christmas movies. We got that one coming up for you right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always.